Okay, let's get into Need to Know News today. Alex, you talked about this off air, but people are getting killed in Tampa.
There's a serial killer.
Three people were killed within a half mile of each other during a 10-day period in Tampa, Florida, and the police are on the hunt for a serial killer. The mayor of Tampa, Bob Buckhorn, didn't mince words this week, telling police to hunt down the killer and bring his head to me.
Which is amazing.
Also assuming it's a guy.
Well, they know it's a guy. I watched the surveillance
footage.
What if
it's a really ugly woman?
No, it's definitely a guy. It's definitely a man, a younger man.
Looks like a skinny person, too.
You can't see clearly his face. But yeah,
two
super
men
scary.
And one woman have been shot dead while walking. Just walking, maybe walking your dog, going out for some exercise. Police have stepped up their presence in the area of Tampa to keep people safe and calm. So hopefully that's the last one and they can catch this killer.
And they're totally random, so they have no connections. And their victimology, like all of the different victims, they're different races, they're different genders. There's like a woman in there, some men, like some black people.
So he's not
white
racist.
Lady.
Okay.
No. It's serial killers typically, they go for all their victims have something in common. But this guy is kind of what's hard for the police is that everybody's just random. It's just if you're in the wrong place at the wrong time, essentially.
Wow, it's just absolutely insane. Officials in New Jersey are warning about marijuana edibles being given out as candy treats this Halloween. Health officials say there's a significant presence of marijuana candy and other edible forms in New Jersey and other nearby states. Now, marijuana candy is illegal in the state, and usually it imitates like gummy bears or chocolate. The officials say the best way to tell if the candy is a marijuana edible is to, does anybody know? Anybody know how to tell if like a candy is a marijuana edible? Hold on. Liv the Web Girl's raising her hand. How do you know if a candy is a marijuana edible?
You try it. I'm just kidding.
Okay. That is actually...
You gotta lick it.
That is a factual thing. Actually, they say the best way to do it is not licking it, but to smell it, because they say it does have a slight odor similar to that of a marijuana plant.
Listen, this is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Anyone who has a marijuana edible, there's no way in hell that they're giving it up. Like, they want that for them. They're not just going to pass it out.
I saw that on Twitter last night. Somebody went in and was like, ain't no drug dealer giving out no marijuana for free.
Yeah,
You guys don't think that there's an actual person out there that could be so just terrible that they buy like a pack of, I don't know how much they cost, but a pack of like gummy bears or gummy worms that are marijuana edibles.
I don't think
so.
Do you know how much edibles are, Joe?
This is people that are anti-legalizing
like
marijuana.
Or 50 bucks.
And they want to freak people out that things like this will start happening if we legalize marijuana. And so
maybe,
they're saying stuff like
maybe.
This.
Maybe. I mean, if you want to have edibles every day, that's cool. Just please make sure you're not high while you're driving. Just like, I don't want you to drink and drive, but I don't care what people do. I don't know, though. I mean, what if?
If more kids will be trick-or-treating this year.
I was going to say, if that's the case, can we raise the legal age to trick-or-treating up here? Don't look at me as a 31-year-old man and say, what are you doing? I'm like, you know what I'm doing. Put it in the bag.
Just put it in the bag.
And this is kind of about yesterday, but we didn't get a chance to talk about it. Did you guys hear about Amazon rolling out the new Amazon Key service? It's in 37 cities starting November 8th. And you can sign up to let delivery drivers actually enter your home or your apartment when you're not there and drop off packages. Now, you got to buy a starter kit for about $250, and that includes a security camera and a special kind of a lock. But it's like for 5 minutes or so, it's kind of open or close. What do you think about that?
No.
Why not?
For multiple reasons. The number one reason for me is... when I don't know that someone's coming over, like, okay, unless I have plans, like I have plans tonight and I'm going to have some friends over to my apartment. If I don't have plans, my apartment will be a disaster and so embarrassingly
But they're
just
not, they're not
messy.
Coming in like, let me walk around here. Wait, does she want the package here? They put it right inside your door. They're not looking all around your place.
But they could. They could just be curious and want to see what it looks
but
like.
But they're being filmed the whole time.
Yeah, there's
though.
A camera. They can't, because then you'll be like, hey, why did this guy... do all this stuff, and they'd fire him. He'd be in trouble.
Okay. Because, you know, I let those dishes pile up for a little bit.
Oh, God. I bet you walk into your place and just smells and stinks.
No, it doesn't smell bad.
What if they come in and do your dishes?
Then I'd be okay with it.
Amazon Dish, coming your way soon. And finally, I want to get a quick answer out of this one. I saw this on BuzzFeed. It was a survey that was actually really close, which concerns me. It was between people staying seated on the toilet when you take, you know, when you're done with number two, like wiping, and then standing up and wiping. So are you guys, are team sit and wipe or team stand and wipe?
Sit.
Depends what's going on back there.
What?
Depends what's going on back there.
How?
Yeah, what?
Sometimes you gotta stand, sometimes you gotta sit.
I don't have that issue.
And there was 1% that said that they don't wipe. So that's absolutely...
Gosh.
There you go. Put that on your Bumble profile.
Ew.
That'll get a lot of swipes.